International Bible Study Commentary, Verse-by-Verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 8, Verses 48 through 59. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 8, 48 through 59. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, 'Whoever keeps my word will never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say, 'He is our God,' though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. John 8, 48 through 59, Commentary, New Revised Standard Version. John 8, 48. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" After Jesus told the religious leaders who wanted to kill him that their spiritual father was not Abraham or God, but the devil, because the devil is always a liar and a murderer, and they acted as the devil, they attacked Jesus using a racial slur in their minds when they said he was a Samaritan, because they hated Samaritans too. Amazingly, Jesus did not defend himself against the false claim that he was a Samaritan. Though the Bible does not tell us directly why Jesus did not defend himself against a racist charge, the Bible tells us enough about Jesus and his character to believe that Jesus did not defend himself because Jesus saw nothing wrong with being a Samaritan or a member of any other race, for he created all races and loves all races. Therefore, he ignored the charge. Jesus was not racially prejudiced against anyone. Jesus came to show the Father's love and save the world, people of all races. For examples, he visited with a Samaritan woman at a well and led her and a Samaritan town to believe in him as the Savior of the world. See John chapter 4. He also told a parable that involved a good Samaritan who loved his neighbor as the Lord commanded and helped a stranger who had been left for dead. See Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Because Jesus was not racially prejudiced against anyone, he did not take the charge that he was a Samaritan as an insult. In the previous commentary on John chapter 8, we discussed what Jesus meant when he said the father of the religious leaders was the devil. In reply, they said he was possessed by a demon. He did reply to the charge that he had a demon, because he wanted people to know the truth that he was the Son of God and I Am, who came to save people from their sins and to give believers in him eternal life. John 8:49. Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Jesus did not tell lies, and he did not want to kill anyone, whereas the father of the religious leaders, the devil, wanted to kill Jesus. Furthermore, at the very least, the devil always inspired them to tell lies about themselves as hypocrites. They certainly told lies about Jesus when they later put him on trial. Jesus' signs revealed the depths of the Father's love for everyone, Jews, Samaritans, Romans, and all Gentiles everywhere. Jesus' signs of compassion showed that he honored his Father and wanted to do his Father's work in the world. Jesus always gave his Father the credit for all the good he did when helping and teaching others. Because Jesus always did what the Father told him, he honored his Father. The religious leaders did not obey God, did not honor God, wanted to discredit Jesus before the believing crowd, and sought to kill Jesus. They did not honor God or Jesus. John 8:50. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Unlike the religious leaders, who sought glory from others by the way they prayed and wore special clothing in public, Jesus did not seek his own glory. Jesus set the example for those who would follow him. Believers should seek to glorify God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not the glory that belongs to God alone. The Jewish religious leaders used the things of God to glorify themselves, and Jesus taught his true followers not to do this. God was the judge of Jesus, not the religious leaders, and God would judge the religious leaders for rejecting Jesus as the Savior of the world and Messiah. John 8:51. Very truly I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. As previously used by Jesus in the Gospel of John, word, in the singular, meant the entirety of Jesus' message, including what the Father and he said about him, what he came to do, and his commandments. Keep my commands, and teach all I have commanded you. See John 14:15 and Matthew 28:18-20. When we keep the word of Jesus, we repent and ask his forgiveness when we fail to do so. Because we love Jesus and want to learn his message, believe his message, and obey his message completely, we have assurance from Jesus that we will never see death. When we truly accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, he makes us clean. But living in this world will necessitate his washing our feet after we sin. See John 13:1-17. John 8:52. The Jews said to him, Now we know you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, Whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Jesus spoke of the gift of eternal life that his Father sent him to give to all who would believe in him. See John 3:16-18. When Jesus gives his followers the gift of eternal life, they will never see, experience, spiritual death. When their body dies, they will go to be with Jesus, where he has gone to prepare a place for them. See John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. The religious leaders did not understand that Jesus was not speaking about physical death, but the spiritual life that believers will enjoy with Jesus before and after their bodies die. Physical death in this world will happen to everyone until Jesus returns as he promised. Because the religious leaders misunderstood Jesus' meaning, they concluded that they now had conclusive evidence Jesus had a demon. Because God was not their true Father, they could not understand Jesus. John 8:53. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be? When the religious leaders asked Jesus if he were greater than Abraham, they expected Jesus to say no and explain himself, for they believed no one was greater than their father Abraham. When they mentioned the prophets who had died after Abraham died and before Jesus was born, they wanted to know if Jesus thought he was greater than the prophets. The prophets would have included Moses and Elijah and the prophets their fathers had killed. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8, on the Mount of Transfiguration, God the Father declared that his disciples should listen to Jesus, his beloved Son. Quote, "While Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" See Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. Since keeping believers in you from ever dying and keeping yourself from ever dying seemed impossible to them, the religious leaders, they asked Jesus who he claimed to be. Was he greater than all those who had died before him? John 8:54. Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. He of whom you say, he is our God." Jesus applied another universal truth to himself and his listeners. Those who glorify themselves are nothing. Or to quote a friend of mine, "Happy are those who pat themselves on the back, for fear no one else will." Jesus knew that his Father would glorify him, and by his words and actions, Jesus always glorified his Father and expressed his love for his Father and others. The religious leaders claimed God as their Father, yet they refused to glorify God the Father, preferring to glorify themselves and seek honor from others through their knowledge and interpretations of the Scriptures and through their applications of their traditions to the behavior of others. John 8:55. "Though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word." Jesus always told the truth to the religious leaders and the crowds. He told the religious leaders they did not know God or keep the word of God. They did not know God, even as they claimed the Father was their God. Jesus also told them the truth about himself. Unlike them, Jesus was not a liar. Jesus said he personally knew God the Father because he did. He said he knew the entire message and mind of God, and he kept, obeyed, God's entire message, including the message God the Father gave him to give to the world. In speaking to them, Jesus left no doubt about his relationship to God the Father. Jesus claimed to obey and please God perfectly all the time. John 8:56. Your ancestor, Abraham, rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Jesus said that in the past, Abraham rejoiced when God the Father told him that he would see the coming of one of his descendants as Messiah and Savior of the world. The Bible does not tell us when God told Abraham about the coming of one of his descendants as the Messiah. But Jesus knew when this occurred because he was there. Abraham learned that though he would die physically, he would continue to live spiritually because of his faith. See Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, and Romans chapter 4, verse 3. Because Abraham did not see death spiritually, he saw Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, come into the world, and he rejoiced when he saw Jesus, the Word of God, come into the world in human flesh. On the mountaintop, and even before then, Moses and Elijah certainly rejoiced together to see Jesus' day. Quoting Exodus chapter 3, verse 6, Jesus told the Sadducees in Matthew 22:32, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. John 8:57. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? According to tradition, a priest would retire at the age of 50. These religious leaders mocked Jesus because of his age, saying he was too young to know Abraham personally. They could not believe that Jesus could have ever seen Abraham alive. They wanted Jesus to tell them how he could have seen Abraham, so they could have a further excuse to say Jesus had a demon. If Jesus had come into the world to glorify himself, he could have puffed himself up and elaborated to the religious leaders that he had seen Moses and Elijah and a long list of faithful believers in the Old Testament who rejoiced when they saw him born in Bethlehem and saw his signs. John 8:58. Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, Jesus tells them even more directly what he has told them before. He left no doubt about who he was and is. Jesus said he lived before Abraham was born. In John 1, we learned that all created existence was created through Jesus, the Word of God. Notice, Jesus said to them, I am, rather than I was. I am relates to eternity, past, present, and future, not just the past. Jesus claimed to be eternal, one who was divine, uncreated, has always existed, and will never cease to exist, that is, God. I am is always present from beginning to end. I am is the Alpha and Omega. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus told John, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I am in the Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament, translation of the original Hebrew language in Exodus 3:14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. The New Testament was written in Greek for the largest number of readers around the world and also uses I am as in the Septuagint. John 8:59. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The religious leaders understood that Jesus applied the divine name to himself, and that was why he said that before Abraham came into existence, he existed. Therefore, they took up stones to kill Jesus for blasphemy. It would have succeeded if his father had not protected him and helped him leave the temple safely. The father did this in fulfillment of the scripture that the devil misapplied to Jesus when the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, we read, "Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'Again it is written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Jesus would not die physically until he had fulfilled all his Father's purposes for him, had given the word the Father had sent him to teach, and had worked signs of God's compassion, gave words of warning, and died a sacrificial death on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, so he could cleanse his followers from sin and give them eternal life. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do you think Jesus did not deny that he was a Samaritan? 2. When accused of having a demon, what are some things Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 49? What lesson might his followers learn from Jesus' reply? 3. What must someone do to never see death? What did Jesus mean? 4. What did Jesus say about seeking glory? 5. Why did the religious leaders pick up stones to throw at Jesus? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jesus' Answer to Racism, John 8, 48. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus told the religious leaders who wanted to kill him that their spiritual father was not Abraham or God, but the devil, because the devil is a liar and a murderer, and they acted like the devil. Then they attacked Jesus using a racial slur when they called him a Samaritan. They hated Samaritans too. Amazingly, Jesus did not defend himself against the false charge that he was a Samaritan. Though the Bible does not tell us directly why Jesus did not defend himself against a racial insult, the Bible tells us enough about Jesus and his character to believe Jesus did not defend himself because Jesus saw nothing wrong with being a Samaritan or a member of any other race, for he created all races and loves all races. Therefore, he ignored the accusation. Jesus was not racially prejudiced against anyone. Jesus came to show the Father's love and save the world, people of all races. For examples, he visited with a Samaritan woman at a well and led her and a Samaritan town to believe in him as the Savior of the world. See John chapter 4. He also told a parable that involved a good Samaritan who loved his neighbor as the Lord commanded and helped a stranger who had been left for dead. See Luke 10:25 through 37. Because Jesus was not racially prejudiced against anyone, he did not take the charge that he was a Samaritan as an insult. The Bible teaches that every person is fearfully and wonderfully made, and God's works are wonderful. See Psalms 139:14. Jesus commanded, "Love one another as I have loved you." John 13:34. Copyright 2020 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.